Over 200 runners competed in the home meet. Petersburg sophomore Uriah Lucas took first place among the 1 and 2A small schools division with a time of 17 minutes, 22 seconds. That's a pace of 5 minutes, 35 seconds per mile. Senior Cole Spurl finished in fourth place among small schools at 18 minutes, 44 seconds. And sophomore Michael Durkin was eighth at 19 minutes, 15 seconds. Senior Melanie Chase led the Lady Vikings and finished fifth place among small schools with a time of 21 minutes and 52 seconds. That's about a 7-minute mile. Junior Maya Cowan took sixth with a time of 22:30, and junior Kendra Coonrad finished seventh at 22:32. It was just the second meet of the season for the cross-country team. Coach Tommy Thompson says it was one of the best cross-country meets they've had in years, with many community members coming out to watch.
We had a bunch of PRs, some of the best times we've seen in years. Some of our kids did better last year by over a minute.
One of those showing marked improvement was senior Melanie Chase. She dedicated her summer to doing runs every day.
I kind of did double running, so I did one in the morning and then I did one later in the day.
She is also thinking about her strategy. Knowing when to pass is important. Chase says at the home meet, she planned to get out in front of most runners right away.
Pass the mob and then find a steady pace and hopefully pass as many people as I can.
Petersburg senior Cole Spurl improved his race by about a minute from last year. He says he trained better this year and he's in better shape.
Last year was just a pretty bad year all around for me. I had pretty bad shin splints last year. There's less injuries and more time running this year.
Spurl also competes in track and wrestling and says he likes the discipline cross country requires.
Physically, it's pretty hard and I like that a lot too because you can push yourself.
Senior Noah Sullivan says the pressure is always on in the race. He says it's not just physically challenging, but mentally as well.
Depending on your place, you don't always see the other people in your team. So you have to be like, you know, mentally convince yourself, like, I need to be ahead of these people just because I can't see my team, or it doesn't mean that I can just fall back into my comfort zone or do anything like that. You have to be constantly pushing yourself.
But at the end of the race, no matter where you are in the pack, there is a feeling of accomplishment.
It's a very personal, team-based kind of sport.
That's senior Jack Beyer. He's run cross-country for 7 years through middle and high school.
I think it's also really fulfilling when you are running and you can say, wow, this is the best I've ever done here. And it's a very tangible thing. It just feels really great when you're able to say, I set this goal for myself and I smashed it.
The next meet for Petersburg High School cross country is in Craig this weekend. As for the season outlook, the seniors all agree on one thing.
We can all just smoke at regions. I think we could get it.
Right.
The regional cross country meet is September 27th and 28th in Sitka. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.